The fallen sun continues in Libra, deep into week two. Tomorrow's Saban symbol, a blazing fire in a deserted home. Even in the most desolate hours, a spiritual fire waits to warm the returning traveler. The hearth remains, ready to receive the prodigal seeker. There is always hope of re-beginning. The moon continues her journey through Capricorn. After yesterday's square with the sun, she finds grace through an earthy trine with Venus in Virgo. Love, not as a spectacle, but as care. Gratitude is the key. Blessings are already here. Notice them, count them, let them multiply. Venus in Virgo teaches devotion through detail, a shared meal, a remembered word, a clean space. These tokens outweigh grand declarations. Where are you giving too much? Where are you nourished? Venus whispers, I noticed, I remembered, I cared. The moon also squares Mercury and Libra. Pause before speaking. Words sting or soothe. Choose carefully. Count to 10. Breathe. Then respond with compassion. Mercury in Libra calls for balanced speech and harmony without sacrificing truth. The gift is communication that bridges. Speak with elegance and listen with presence. We remain under the Capricorn moon through Wednesday. The lesson is not to harden, but to refine. To build with patience, to honor the fire within, and to remember, even in the coldest season, the hearth is never truly abandoned. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Like, share with a friend, family member, or a coworker. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy.